Welcome to the Women's Page Introduction. This is a sensitive, communicative, busy, caring page written by a man. Click on the Women's Articles button above to see the links and writings of interest. This page originally began as a health and fitness page, but I soon realized, after about a half a year, that I should add those topics to a woman's section that contained all the interests that female visitors would like to see. Primarily, it is a statement from INTS that explains our position regarding feminism and should make you feel more at home here. INTS does not espouse any differential treatment in society or otherwise towards women. My artistic heritage, as well as my interest in world affairs, came to me from my mother, Ruby E. Owen, and you will find her history by clicking on Ruby's store. My father was the mechanical interests guy and had philosophies of his own, but it was my mum that I really discussed things with. The printed links at the top of this page will connect you to the documents concerning women that are institute writings and also those things that are found on the web. I'm a feminist in the sense that I promote equality in every way possible, but I am still just a man, as the song goes, and can easily make mistakes. Both my daughters, Misty and Tara, are very strong women, and unlike most people I meet, they do not defer their decisions to me. One of my daughters is gay, and one of my adopted sons is too, so I must be neutral on those issues as well, which I am. Feminism did not come easy for me. It just happened one day when I was ending a study of world religions and realized that much of the world's history of religion was written by men, including almost all of the scriptures. Men, in all of their male insecure glory, had decided that Adam was the first human. I'm not religious, so keep reading. And that poor old Eve was created from a rib of Adam's and introduced sin as soon as she could. Not only that, God was male, and so was Jesus and the rest of the women around. We're not even allowed to procreate normally. I was brought up in this religious tribe, so it was pretty independent of me to realize that men in general had a major insecurity complex when it came to women. And it was so obvious when you look at these scriptures. Since then, I have found that many of the books of the Bible have been left out or altered to create a guilt complex in the general public. There are links to female speakers that will empower you fully when you listen to them. We were created with some rather unequal attributes, men and women. Men is stronger in the physical sense, and that might account for the imbalance in the religious writings, and also in many other areas. Women are stronger in the communicative ways, and fairer in their judgments, as well as being the nurturing hand that, as I say, does not wield a sword. I always encourage women to vote strictly for female political candidates and forget the men, until such times as there is parity in power. Many women are so brainwashed by the religious BS, and also by politicians, that they don't see the real truth that is plainly apparent. My men friends point out the problems they are having with girlfriends, spouses, and relatives, but they fail to see their own shortcomings. I don't think the battle of the sexes will be solved anytime soon, and I tell them, never get a cell phone, and make sure you are there in time, and above all, never be physical. That's my advice to my buddies. My main thrust at INTS is toward a green movement, and the Canadian leader of the Green Party is Elizabeth May. She may never come to power because the male population and its penchant for green money, but if all Canadian women voted for her, as they should, we would have decent representation of another issue besides the stupid Monopoly game. Like you, I can communicate too, thanks to Mom, and on her behalf, and on my daughter's behalf, and for decency everywhere, I ask you to write to me and join me in this quest to make this world as good as we can for our children and ourselves. Become a member of INTS just by being interested in fairness and equality, and email me saying, hello, I'm here for you. INTS is a free university that teaches equality of all the world's citizenry and caring for the poorest of us all. That's about as feminine as you can get. Namron Sore.